Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, y'all. Happy Friday. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the Red Room. I am your hostess, Miss B Haven, Miss Unleashed, if you know me like that. How are y'all doing? Y'all doing okay? Happy Friday. Hope you're feeling good. Did you have a good week? Did you miss me? You just heard from me yesterday, but did you miss me? Because I missed you. So things are just getting too good and too hot that I decided to come back for you and do another show the next day. So I hope you don't mind me taking up your Friday night and spending a little time with me to talk about a new topic. So tonight's topic is about erotic massages. So you're going to learn some tips and tricks and tips on erotic massaging. We all know what that is. We all know what it feels like, right? You know, combining sex and massage, that is like the perfect equation that you need to add to your red room. If you put those two together, then why even leave the red room? So massage is just another form of foreplay, and it sometimes is even better than your traditional foreplay. So think about that, right? And get into it, get involved. Reach out and touch someone. That's what you need to do. Reach out and touch someone. So, yes. So before we get started with tonight's topic, let me just put out a little house rule first. I hope you have your glass, whatever you're sipping, whatever you're indulging in, please have it nearby. Have it as part of you, as part of your ambiance for tonight, whether you lit a candle, whether you dimmed the lights, you got on your comfortable clothing, or if you're like me, minimal clothing, and, you know, you have your sippy cup, your adult beverage. So tonight, what am I drinking? I am drinking a glass of Riesling. I was going dark for like the past 3 weeks. I had the Cabernet and the Pinot Noir. So now I'm like, let me go light. So we are doing Riesling tonight. Who knows? I might just do something next week that's totally off, like have a beer. I don't know. But I kind of like my wine. That's kind of my speed. That's kind of like what I like to enjoy and indulge in, just drinking wine. It makes me feel sexy. It makes me feel very sensual. It makes me feel good. So whatever you indulge in, I hope it's something that makes me feel good. And they say do it responsibly, which means hold it with both hands. No. So, how are you? How are you? You know, the lines are open. So, if you have any input, comments, suggestions, or your own personal tips and tricks that you would like to contribute to tonight's topic, please call in. The number is area code 657-383-0398. Again, that number is 657-383-0398. The lines are open. The chat room is open. Yes, I got the chat room open for you. So if you click on that chat button, you can chat with me there and give me your feedback on there and spend some quality time with me. Welcome to the folks on Facebook. Thank you for checking in with me. Hello. Welcome to the folks who are texting me. Hello. I appreciate you all listening in. It means so much. It means so much to me. It really does. So you can tell that I'm really relaxed. I'm really relaxed. I started you know, sipping way before the show because it's the end of the work week, and I owe it to myself. I owe it to myself. So I'm so glad that you guys are checking in with me. But okay, so let's get into some other stuff now. Unleash Your Inhibitions. That's the name of my show. It's one of the shows that we do every few months. Every quarter, we have an erotic poetry show that includes fashion, music, and poetry, of course, and dance, and all by Chicago artists. Hot, 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 hot. And I am in the process of working on the next show. I'm not gonna release the date yet. I'm not going to release it yet, so you just have to stay tuned. But if you want to at least stay in the loop, follow me on Facebook, Unleash Your Inhibitions, and you can check out my content. I have some really sexy content on there, images and poetry, some adult humor as well, but it's all sexy. So like on that, follow that, share it if you like. I'll appreciate that. And you know, have some fun with me on Facebook. And I'm also on Twitter, so Creative Soul at Twitter if you would like to reach out and follow my thoughts on Twitter world. If you are looking to purchase my book, My book is available on Amazon. Yes, it is. It's called Unleash, a collection of seductive poetry. My book is available. So if you would like to purchase my book, it's my first book, please go ahead and check my baby out and release her from Amazon, okay? And I will show you some love. Show you some love, show me some love, show me some love. And I'm showing you all types of love. Now, y'all ready to talk about erotic massages? Are you ready? Are you ready to get into it? Erotic massages, tips and tricks combining sex and massage. It's a great way to enhance your red room. So this is the universal truth about human sexuality and the pleasures we seek. No matter what you believe, your fantasies, your ideals, or kink, you cannot avoid a seducing body rub. So women and men have mentioned their partner rubbed their bodies too hard or too soft, but there are two types of touch that both genders like tremendously. So whether it's light or whether it's deep and hard, whether it's hard and light, you know, mix it up, that's fine. So tonight we will be chatting with our guest, Ron Mitch from Body Work Professional. And he specializes in clinical therapeutic acupuncture, reflexology, energy technique, and meditation. So with 14 years in the field, Ron will give a background to the benefits to different forms of massages and learn the pressure points that will stimulate your lover's body while intensifying a stronger connection through energy and touch. Yes. Are y'all ready for that? I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I want all of it. I want all of it. You know, isn't it important to have a sensual massage by your lover? Wouldn't you like that? I mean, let's just talk about it real quick before I bring Ron on. But a sensual massage, that's like the perfect way to indulge in the sense of touch, right? So it is also very effective. An effective way to building arousal, whether you are giving it or receiving the massage, it is a great tool to use. Some of you already know this, but I mean, you can use oil or lotion and stroke your body, stroke your lover's bodies in those sensual areas to really make it work, right? So we're here to relax you. That's what your lover wants to say to you, that they want to relax you and, you know, admire your body and, you know, feel connected. It makes me feel loved, you know, when I'm getting that sensual massage. It makes me feel loved. It makes me feel good. So it's a benefit. There's some great benefits to a massage, which means that if I'm feeling good, I'm going to return the favor and make you feel good, right? What do you need? You know, there are some things that you'll need when you have a sensual massage, but I'm going to let our expert tell you what you need, because I can tell you what you need, but, you know, there are some other things that I may not know, you know, so I want to know too. You need to know how to prepare for a massage, right? You're not just going to go up in there and be like, yeah, let me just slap some Vaseline on your body and make this work. So, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do some bootleg massage stuff, okay? You know, that may have worked when you were 12 or 13 and you call yourself doing it so you can get you some. But, no, we're not doing that. We're grown and sexy, mature adults who have learned a thing or two about sensuality and what it means to accommodate your lover and respect your lover, right? So we'll talk about the light caressing and the oils and lotions. Maybe Ron can also give us some tips on what types of oils to use or what would be best. Because we do know that, you know, certain oils, they're likely to stain the sheet or the towel. So make sure you choose something appropriate for your session. So consider keeping some you know, old sheets or towels around just as a designated, you know, designated for that special loving. But, you know, that way you're not just ruining your sheets and stuff. This is me being all, you know, crazy about sheets and stuff. But, you know, if I got some pretty sheets, I'm not trying to mess them up. And then the stain just stays forever. So if you're like me and, you know, you still you want to get nasty and dirty, but then when you clean, then it still looks nasty and dirty, you know, that it doesn't feel good to my pockets. It doesn't feel good. But, you know, there are some oils out there. There are some products out there that can help us out. And we also want to talk to Ron about the history of massages. I think that's really important too, right? We want to find out, you know, where this all comes from, what it's inspired by, and her names for these, this technique, you know. I know that a lot of us, when we think about massages and giving and receiving, there are so many things that may go through our mind. But just remember that we need to stay present. Stay in the moment with your lover. You know, whatever is happening, let it happen. So throughout the massage, remember to keep checking in with your lover about their pressure and the pace of it all, right? Keep your touch relatively there. You know, keep it there as opposed to drifting into another realm and not going with the flow. So allow yourself to get turned on, the receiver I'm speaking to. Allow yourself to get turned on while receiving the massage. So we want to bring that sexual energy out and encourage you. If you have not given a proper massage, then you will learn tonight. You will learn today, right? And for those of you who receive it, you know, that is just as important that you get all the benefits to a sensual massage, because it takes two. We want to make sure that you're in the moment and you're loving it, and they love it on you, right? The massage, that body massage, that's like the ultimate tenderness. Whether do you like it, like, what are your preferences? Hard versus soft? Do you like it like feather light to light? Or, you know, what are your, like, aha moments when you reach that moment of truth when they're massaging you? Is there a certain area that just gives you that ultimate pleasure, you know? And there are some chakras that Ron will talk about. So we're going to learn a lot. We are going to learn a lot tonight. I'm just tiptoeing on the surface of what a sensual massage is. But he is going to give you some deep, deep, deep information. He's going to go deep for you and enlighten you on what it is. So if you need to take notes, please do. If you cannot write it down, that's fine, because you can save this episode and play it back at your convenience. And then share it. Share it with your lover so they learn too. You guys learn together, because it takes two, right? It takes two to have a massage. It takes two to have a massage. So with that all said and done, we are going to take a quick break so you can fill your glass or refill your glass. I'm still doing good on my first. I am. I promise you I am. And we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to bring Ron on so he can give us some tips on what we need to do, okay? So see you back in a minute or two. Brothers, I thought it was so fitting, you know, to set the mood. You have your candles burning, you know, and just setting that mood to get right into it, some serious, serious love making. But before you even get into that, you just want to caress, you just want to kiss, you just want to be in the moment, you just want to hear. Hear their breathing, feel their heartbeat, and just admire beauty right in front of you. So, with that said, don't say goodnight. Hello, hello. Hope you're feeling all right. Hope you're feeling all right. So, now that we finished with our mood and I've given you well enough time to get your drink, get back into your position, please assume position, and get into it. We're about to talk about some erotic massages with Ron Mitch. And I'm telling you, this will be a very, very hot topic. So if you have questions, if you have comments, if you have your own stories to tell with tricks and tips about erotic massaging, please give me a call, area code 657-383-0398. And also, if you have questions for our guest tonight, feel free to call in. If you're a little bit bashful and you don't want to call in, that's fine too. Just send me a message. And the chat room is open if you'd like to ask a question in the chat room, or if you would like to just send me an inbox message if you're on Facebook, that's fine too. I'm here for you. I'm here to accommodate you, okay? So I'm loving on you just as you're loving on me. I appreciate you. So we're about to get into some nice, sexy conversation when it comes to erotic massages, tips and tricks with our guest, Ron. Ron, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for making time. I know normally we're on Thursday nights, but I definitely wanted to get you on quick, fast, in a hurry to talk to us so we can enjoy the Memorial Day weekend and get some tips on massaging. So
yeah,
I would
Friday
love
night,
to
Friday
use.
Night's a good night for massage.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So what I want to do, I've already told our listeners your background. So before we get into some deep, deep questions, you've been doing this for 14 years. So what interests you, what brought you to be interested in massaging?
Well, honestly, some time ago, I really wasn't into massage. I was into pressure points. I have a bit of a martial arts background, and we studied pressure points because we would get, you know, sore, and they would teach us things for maintenance and well-being, personal, you know, just personal care and whatnot. And I was really good at that. And at one point, we were taught that if there were ever a time where we had a headache or a toothache, or even for women with cramps, there was a particular pressure point that you would press on the hand, and it would relieve those symptoms. So one night I actually had a headache, and it was really bad headache for some reason, and I used the pressure point, and it actually worked. It was like, wow.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And from there, I took a couple of classes at a community college in Lakewood, California. They were offering anything from basket weaving to, you know, how to ride a motorcycle to how to write a book. A couple of massage classes like acupressure, shiatsu, couple of other esoteric styles that I won't even get into right now because they're, you know, you named a couple of things like energy therapy, stuff like that. And I realized that I was actually really good. And as I worked on other people, you should become a massage therapist. You know, you're really good with your hands. You should become a massage therapist. And you know, eventually, you know, I went to school and training, and I'm actually training to obtain my license. I'll be getting my license within the next month or so.
Okay.
I love the craft.
On that early.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I love the craft. I've been doing it since 2003, and there's just something about helping people when they come to you with a particular issue, because even like you mentioned it before with the energy therapies. Behind every physical ailment or ache, there's an emotional component that's there. So just to be a part of people's healing journeys is a rewarding thing for me personally.
Nice. So what is your role now when it comes to massage therapy? You said that you consider yourself a healer. What other roles do you find yourself taking on as a massage therapist?
I'm glad you asked that question because, I typically take on the role of a facilitator. And I use the term healer very loosely because as a facilitator, what I'm really doing is helping you to relax so that you can, you know, start your body's own internal healing processes. That's why you named, you know, my card our hardwire for health. The body is made to repair itself. You know, every so often, you know, the lungs are replaced, the bones are replaced, you cut yourself, you know, platelets start to collect, and the body's made to go back to a place of alignment and balance and healing. So, I help to facilitate that process by, and just like you said, the people that I work with, they have to allow themselves a certain level of vulnerability, which means that I have to develop with them a certain level of rapport, trust, a sense of intimacy that you don't normally get in, your everyday setting. And that's where the healing aspect of it comes in for me. And that can come across whether you know a specific energy therapy or not. And you mentioned something earlier that I'll get into when we talk about, specific tips and tricks that you hit the nail on the head. But we'll talk about that a little later.
Okay.
But, that's where the healing aspect of it comes from for me.
Okay. So let's set the table, let's set the stage for it. For couples out there who are listening and they want to explore sensual massaging, what do they need? What you need for a full body massage for your lover?
I personally would just recommend, some people would say you don't need a table, you can do this, you can do this, they just lay on the bed, which you can.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know as being a massage therapist, proper body mechanics helps you not to burn yourself out, because I know a lot of the complaints that I hear from men and women, especially women, is that they don't have enough pressure, their guy isn't, they're feeling like they're being tickled or they're not feeling anything at all. And a lot of that comes from how they position themselves when they go to give a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Your hands, a lot of times I know a lot of people tend to take their elbows past their shoulders when they try to get a massage, and that, you're going to burn out your thumbs, he or she's not going to feel anything. It's just going to be an uncomfortable thing all around. But with a massage table, you can just kind of just set, and it sets the mood. It just kind of sets the mood. Even if you're into role playing, you can set the stage for, a scene and a scenario of that sort. You need some massage oil, of course. And when we're talking about couples massage and erotic massage, we're not doing any of the pressure point stuff that we were just talking about earlier. We're doing more of the Swedish style, that even the names sound erotic, Efterage and Petrushage and Tapopin. It's a way of really just kind of feeling the muscles and different things of that nature. And I think the biggest thing that you need is, and we can probably even just go into it now. I mean, we will talk about the benefits. I mean, massage between couples will greatly improve your relationship on, every level in ways that you want to understand rationally, because the body processes things viscerally, so I recommend that when you're in a relationship, even if it's not sexual, you want to make some sort of contact with your partner, some sort of, gentle touch, some sort of, acknowledgement. And people like to feel noticed and appreciated, acknowledged, even if it's, and it makes your partner feel appreciated in the sense that, especially for ladies, when your guy just comes up to give you a hug, and he's not always trying to just get at you all the time. It's not just about sex. It's about intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's back up for a
minute. Now, you mentioned something about Swedish massage. Describe what a Swedish massage is.
Okay. Because
you said something like, for a couple massages, like Swedish massage would be what it would be. I do not know the difference between a Swedish massage or whatever massage.
Okay. Let's go into the history then a little bit. The history of massage dates back, over 3,000 BC. The oldest records were found in India and later expanded to China, Japan, and eventually over through Europe. But most of the massage in those days mainly dealt with therapeutic types of things. That's why you did a lot of pressure points, a lot of raking, and it wasn't always pleasurable. It was some of it is uncomfortable. So that there's a saying that if you can get your client to meet their pain, that can also help facilitate and jumpstart the healing process. So those types of massages, mm-hmm. definitely you don't want to include those into into your massage with your mate. So a Swedish massage over time, which was developed mostly over in Greece, over in Europe, deals with more kneading, stroking, kind of like you're kneading dough when you're making bread or something like that, you know. And it's really more where the other Eastern stuff deals more with acupressure points, meridians and stuff like that. You're dealing with the muscles, and you're really and they're extremely great therapeutic benefits to a Swedish massage, in that, you know, you're opening, you know, you're just stroking along the muscles. You're just getting fresh oxygen and blood supply to those muscles in those areas that, you know, need it. I mean, you know, nothing duplicates the human touch. And to be able to, you know, just glide your hand across your partner. And that's another thing we can talk about, too, being present. You said that earlier, and I, you know, that was so important, because, you know, you don't want to just offer a massage to your partner, you know, by saying, well, I'm here, and she just wants it. Mm-hmm. You want, you know, literally, and, you know, this may sound a bit esoteric, you know, but you want to pay attention. You want to be present. You want to let your fingers listen to their skin. And you have to kind of set an intention for that. In order to set the proper intention for that, you just have to take pleasure in touching your partner. You know, just touching, mm-hmm. just you know, appreciating what their neck looks like, you know, what their feet look like. You know, they may be self-conscious about it, but that's your mate, you love them, it doesn't matter. It's theirs, and you want to take pleasure in that. And that translates over when we were talking about the body not processing these things rationally. That translates over viscerally. They can sense that, okay, you know, he really is into this. He really appreciates doing. You know when the effort is there. You know when the energy is there and the presence is there, as opposed to just, you know, doing it as if it were a chore.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I feel like you're touching me, and it just feel like, then it's like, you know what? Get off. Get away.
Right.
So,
I don't
even
bother.
The body is very sensitive. Right. The body is very sensitive to what energy you put out.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of us really don't understand the energetic aspect of massage. You really can't talk about massage and not include the energetic aspect, although a lot of people do. Because
mm-hmm.
the very fact that we will touch one another, there's an exchange of energy. We exchange energies even before we actually make physical contact. So we're constantly taking in things without rationally processing them. And that's how we can, you know, even tell off the bat whether we, you know, will be able to vibe with a person or not. Or, you know, you can gauge a person kind of just based on what they're bringing to the table if you pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back into being present, like you were talking about earlier. Just be there for your mate, and they'll appreciate that. A lot of times we take our mates for granted.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I think massage is a great way to increase that intimacy and to let your mate know that you just appreciate who they are. I mean, you know, I know when I rub on my woman, you know, I like to, like, rub on her like I'm – and this is a great tip for guys. Yeah, I hope there's some fellas out there listening, because this will greatly help, because women's biggest complaint with men is that they're too rough.
Mm.
But, you know, just imagine, some people may like it rough, but not in the context of a massage. That's a whole different thing. But
mm-hmm.
I like to use my hands like I'm kissing. I like to use my hands like kisses. Like if I'm rubbing your neck, just imagine kissing your woman's neck. You're not going to be like, nom, 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 nom. You're not going to go in there and bite her, you know, like. you're gonna gently, you know, peck, and so and just kind of work your hands in that same fashion, you know, and just
mm-hmm.
feel the muscles. I mean, you could actually, if you trace the body, you can just kind of trace the muscles on the neck, trace the muscles on the shoulders. You can feel little knots, and if you hear your partner, you know, moan or did just say, hey, I like that, do more of, you know, that.
Right. And that is for doing massages with oils and lotions. Do you suggest that?
I do, especially if you're going to do a Swedish massage, because mm-hmm. the gliding and the kneading strokes do require, you know, some oil to you know, be pulled off successfully. Otherwise, you're just going to be doing Indian, you know. Indian birth.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend. What they call it? Indian rug burns, right? Yeah.
Right. No rug burns. So
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure if you're using like oil, if you're going to heat up the oil, make sure it's not very hot. So you're looking at not scalding oil, please. So.
Right. Okay.
So you can use.
I'm
that.
Glad you
so
mentioned that
can
too.
You give some tips on how to heat up the oil.
Okay, well, first of all, before we talk about heating up the oil, and the best tip is that if you can't put it in the palm of your hand, don't use it. And that's the thing. You know, I know you see a lot of movies where they squirt the oil or pour the oil directly on the body. Do not do that. That is a no-no. And massage just shocks the client. You know, they're trying to come and relax, and they feel this hot or room temperature or cold oil oftentimes. Or, you know, and it's like it just shocks the system, and the system doesn't want to be shocked. The system wants to be relaxed. It likes to be stimulated but not shocked in that sense, especially
exactly.
when you're making so vulnerable, you know, especially in front of a stranger. We learn that professionally. So, yeah, fellas, if you can't put it in the palm of your hand, it's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's just general
exactly.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do not, and even if it's not, I just don't recommend pouring oil directly on a person, you know, because it's offsetting, you know. I mean, you can try it if you want, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You know, it either tickles your, you know, they jump in like, oh my God, oh, you know, and it's just like, okay, yeah, that's not the effect that I want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you just take it, rub it upon your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
now,
apply,
I find it helpful,
you know,
that when you use a massage or when you heat it up, and like you said, use your hands. So for those of you wondering, okay, so what do you mean by heat it up? How do I heat it up? You can literally, like, put the bottles in hot water
mm-hmm.
to heat up oils. And that way, at least that's that natural heating. You know, putting in the microwave, that's real tricky, so because it might
right.
be way too hot. But if you use hot water,
that
would help. Mm-hmm. And then some of you who are using oils, if you're going to use candles, use soy candles. Soy candles are the natural oil that will melt and then you use it for massage oil. Do not use candle wax. Don't use the candles that's made of wax. Use the soy candle. Because you're going to find that the person is going to be stuck with wax all over the body, and you have to peel it off. And candle wax is actually hotter than soy candles.
Yeah.
So using the candle wax.
that's for the movies or that's some BDSM stuff, and that's for another show.
Exactly. That's for another show. So that's definitely... It's definitely for another show. So, what other? Right, hotness. So, wait a minute. I think I have. Hold on. I have questions. I have questions from a listener. Okay. So, what other? Oh, they want to know what other tricks can you provide when using, when giving a massage. They want to know what other tricks can they use.
For an erotic
massage
in general.
Yes. Yes. So set the stage. How? What happened from point A to point Z?
Okay. Well, if we're talking, I mean, there are certain points on the body, certain zones on the body that you can rub. One of my favorite strokes that I like to use when I'm with my woman is even if you're not, I mean, you don't have to even have a massage table thing going on, like you're in bed together. And, you know, say, you know, you're in bed together and you're laying behind her. Just kind of take your fingers lightly and just kind of, you know, just lightly glide your fingers across her body. Just trace, you know, just trace the curves. You know, it turns me on when I do it, you know. And
do you start from the head or do you start from the bottom of their feet? Do you have a certain pattern?
I typically start from the head. I do. I start from the head, work my way down to the feet. Work my way back up, and I'll it'll take me a minute in some cases to go, you know, from the neck completely to the feet, and then I'll, you know, grab her feet. And the greatest tip that I can provide anybody is, I don't know, anybody, I mean, there are a couple of people out there who may be a little bit self-conscious about their feet being touched or whatever. Maybe three out of a million, you know, but for the rest of us, I don't know anyone who does not appreciate a good foot rub.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody who doesn't appreciate a good foot rub. And that, I mean, you know, that'll set the tone for a lot of things. I mean, I got a lot of stuff set off, you know, from a good foot rub. And, you know, it's amazing how the simplest things can lead to something a little bit more, you know, intimate. And it, you know, the thing about the feather stroke is that the sensation it's between it almost tickles, but it's very sensual. It's very sensual, and you can get the goosebumps going on your mate. And yeah, and these are things, by the way, I should offer this caveat. I should have offered this caveat a little bit earlier. These are things that you do not want to do with a casual sex partner, somebody that you don't want to be long-term with, because touch is so intimate. And when you increase that kind of touch, if you don't have intentions on, you know, being with this person long term, it might be a little bit hard to shake them.
I'm speaking from
personal experience.
Massage responsibly. That's what you're saying?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yes. I mean, it's just trouble. It's just trouble you don't want. Feather stroke. Even the terms, like I said before, petrissage and effleurage, they imply, like, if you're going to use massage oil, if you just kind of just rub the oil in, you know, one gliding direction, you can do an effleurage stroke up and down the leg, up and down the, you know, up and down the arm. And even if you don't know any massage techniques, I mean, that's just a great way to, even for you to get your hands accustomed to just tracing your partner's body. And that way, because even, and once you are just confident in, you know, your presence in touching your partner, because technique is secondary to presence, to be totally honest with you. Because, you know, you can go, and I've seen it and I've heard it from different therapists where, you know, you have a therapist that's just there because that's their job and, you know, it's like whatever, you know, and then you have somebody who actually is there and they feel what's going on with their client. They're actually able to work some of those issues out and they know that that
mm-hmm.
therapist is there with them. They're present there with them. And those are the ones who are the most successful as far as their clientele. Those seem to be the therapists that, just have a better body sense.
Okay, so let's talk about combining sex and massage. So,
mm-hmm.
like, there's a listener has said, you know, my man, he often massages my shoulders while I'm giving him head, and that feels really good to her. So,
mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that? What do you think about combining sex and massage? What are some ways that we can incorporate that?
Sex and massage at the same time. One of my favorite things, again, is just the tracing of the body. I really just... And then, you know, that's effleurage when you rub, but when you do a kneading motion, like when you're kind of squeezing, so that's like petrissage. And just whatever position that you're in, and that is just that depends on what you can do, depending on what kind of position you're in your lovemaking. So if you find yourself, say, maybe, you know, you're doing it from the back, you know, and, you know, you just grab your woman's, you know, your woman's, can I say ass? Yeah, am I allowed to say ass?
Yes, you can say ass, you can say anything.
Okay.
You like.
All right, cool. So when you hit this from the back, fellas, and, you know, and again, you know, this is about appreciating the woman's body. You know what that was like, you know what I'm saying? And when you take charge of just, and when you own your touch, it can be gentle, it can be firm, you know, it can be whatever it needs to be in the moment based on, you know, what's going on between you and your mate. So, again, it's about being present. But, you know, if you as far as, you know, giving head and whatever works for you, I mean, I encourage you to try anything and everything that works, and that takes, and it actually just takes time. You have to spend time with your partner, pay attention, just really pay attention. Again, I'll say this again, and I'll continue to say it: technique is secondary to presence. You will learn technique more, you know, based on your sense of presence. You will know that certain muscles require a little bit more pressure than others. You know, you get a
mm-hmm.
sense and feeling for that. And mm-hmm. and your mate will give you feedback. So this is about experimenting. So, you know, I can't really say, well, do this, do that, and this will work, and this, that. Because everybody's different. And you mentioned it earlier. Some people like a little deeper pressure. Some people don't like that much pressure. You know, some people just want to be touched. You know, energetically
mm-hmm.
speaking, you're talking about chakras and different things of that nature. One of the best things you can do with your mate, even if it's not a sexual thing, but also helps in the lovemaking process. So one of the things I like to do, since we're talking about that too, is I'm going down on my woman. I like to place one of the palms of my hands right in the center of her chest between her breast, because that's where the heart chakra is. And the heart chakra is the energy center that's involved in, you know, our sense of relationship, our sense of love, our sense of, you know, belonging and wanting. You can also go to some of the more base chakras, the first and second chakra. Well, the first chakra is obvious because that's where our sexual our sexual regions are. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But to, you know, be able to, like, another thing I like to do when I place my hand in between her chest on her heart chakra, and then I'll place my other hand just under her, you know, her navel there, the center there, that, you know, you you lightly just kind of just rub, you know, caress, and you know, you just really get a sense for feeling, you know, just feeling what I get a sense for feeling what she feels like. And you know, my hands, when I'm rubbing my hands across my woman's body, like I said, I get goosebumps. I get excited. You know, it almost feels like I'm being touched and I'm being rubbed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, and for me, that's just the pleasure that I get out of, you know, and it's a bit of a gift in a sense where you can, you know, sense what a person, you know, is dealing with or sense something. Because you can have a person rub across, and I saw this in a lot of my training, where I've seen a lot of technicians, they would rub across body parts and they wouldn't sense knots or pressure points or anything, and they just wouldn't be effective. But just to take interest in the craft, and you take that same interest, and I take that same interest, and I take that with my woman. And, you know, it's like exploring her every time. I'm doing a diagnostic every time I'm putting my hands on her. Yeah, I'm a Bigfoot rubber. You have to be a bit of a scientist. You have to be, you have to be willing to, you know, just take time to, you know.
Take time.
Study your man.
That body.
Mm-hmm,
so
pretty much.
So can you make a woman come just from a sensual massage?
You absolutely can. You absolutely can. There.
Can you help the brothers out?
Well, there's no guarantee there. There's no guarantee there. Unless you go directly for, you know, if you know how to, you know, play with your woman's clit, you know, and you can do that, you know, if you know how to go down on the woman, you know how to lick the clit properly, you know, you can do some of the same things while you're doing your massage, when you're on the table or on the bed, and you're giving her that nice rub down, you got the oils going on and everything, and then you decide to do something a little more erotic. You can stimulate her that way, and you know, I've known women to have an orgasm by just rubbing their feet.
Nice.
Yeah. So I mean, there are no absolute guarantees there, except for you know, if you're with your mate, if you do the direct stimulation, clitoral stimulation, that always helps. And again, you know. Every woman has their temperament is different down there, so you have to study your woman. There are no hard and there are no easy quick answers. There are no quick tips. You have to study your woman, fellas. Study her, appreciate her. You know, listen to her. Just listen to her. You can hear her by a moan or two. You know what's working, what's not. If she's not moaning or making any sounds, you probably, you know, just kind of figure something out. And if she makes that sound that you're looking for, you know.
Okay. Were there any other last tips that you can, tips or tricks that you can share with us?
Well, my biggest thing with sexual massage is that you want to make sure that you get as much feedback from your mate as possible. Don't do it because you think it will make them feel good. Do it because you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Your level of intimacy will be increased greatly. And I'll say this one last time, the body processes these things on a much deeper level. These aren't things that the body thinks about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sex is a beautiful thing between two people. And if you increase that level of intimacy. It's like if you increase that level of intimacy through touch, even outside of the bedroom, it'll just bring, you know, it'll just bring you closer. It'll bring you closer. Just learn each other.
Nice, nice. Okay. Well, those are definitely some great tips. And I just want to thank you for sharing your expertise and giving us some feedback on what we can do to make our bedroom here through sensual massages. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I hope that I was able to shed some light on some things for some people. You all can get in contact with me through my information. She has it for you all. She can leave it for you. And I appreciate you for your time.
I appreciate you. You have a great evening. Thank you, Ron.
You too. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. So, how are you guys feeling? How are you guys feeling? Y'all feeling all right? So you got some information about sensual massages. And I just want to thank Ron again for taking the time to share some share his expertise on that, because, you know, I don't know everything about sensual massages, but I do know what makes me feel good. I know what makes me feel good, and hopefully, you know, my lover feels good when I feel good and give that loving to them. So let's just let's reiterate some things and give you a little, you know, a little dose of extra gems that you can take with you. You know, you guys know what makes you feel good, right? You know, some people struggle to get that satisfaction fully with their bodies, and they have trouble relaxing enough to enjoy what is actually being shared with them sexually. And that's why discussing, you know, with your lover what makes you feel good is very important. Communication. We say that across the board, whether it's BDSM, whether it's dating or massaging, kissing, whatever. Communication is very important. Learning to massage and be massaged is one way that might help you to relax your body's armor, okay? You don't want to, you know, just go away with it and you don't know what's going on, but you definitely want to be open to it. When I mentioned to Ron about combining sex and massage, and one of the listeners mentioned, you know, I give my man head while he massages my shoulders. That's hot. Because, you know, you're multitasking and you're being creative. You want to make sure that your lover is in the moment with you. So, ladies, if you're giving him head and he's appreciating it and he's enjoying it, then him massaging your shoulders or even rubbing your head, or, you know, pulling your hair, you know, those are some really intimate moments right there. That's, you know, those scalp massages are fire. If you have never had a scalp massage, of course you have, because when you get your hair done, you know, your stylist needs to massage your hair, wash your hair, right? It's the same feeling. It feels so good. So let your lover massage your scalp. That's another form of massaging that's intimate. So think about that next time you're in your red room, that you're combining your massaging with sexual practices. So do that. Another trick that you can use, ladies, massaging. Yeah, erotic massages. Yes, it you know, it also adds, you know, you use your hands, but, you know, you can also use your feet. Yes. So go ahead this weekend, ladies. Go ahead and get your pedicure, soak them feet, get that pretty polish on there, get oiled up and lotioned up, and give your man a nice erotic massage with your feet. I mean, not the George Jefferson type deal, you know, the standing on the back, walking on the back. No, 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 no. I'm talking about using your feet to massage his shaft, massage his penis. That will be so hot. So get your pedicure. Make sure your feet are nice and soft and oiled up. And just massage his penis with your feet. Mm-hmm. Let me know how that works out. You can also use your hair. For those of you who have long hair, if you have locks or, you know, extensions, whatever you have, or even short hair, you know, doing those little hair massages. You know what I mean? You know, where you just kind of like tickle him. If you don't have feathers around, be creative. Use what's on your body and just use your hair and kind of like brisk the hair lightly across his chest, you know, and it'll tickle him, but it's sexy because you guys are connected. So you're brushing your hair, giving him that massage, you know, or that stimulation. So that's another way to go into foreplay with that massaging. So I'm giving you some little extra tips, some little tidbits, you know, from a lady's perspective for you. Another thing with massaging, if you don't want to use essential oils and soy candles, then get some oils that taste good. Yes. Your skin is an erogenous zone, okay? So awaken your skin all over with some yummy oils. So there are some oils that you can use that you rub on your body, rub on your lover's body or yourself, and lick it off, lick that oil off because it tastes yummy. All right. And another thing is, be creative in location. It doesn't always have to take place in the bedroom. Your massage can take place anywhere, anytime, however you like it. It can be in the kitchen, you know. Sit up on that countertop and get your thighs massaged, or you massage his legs, you know. And, you know, you're sitting up there and you're massaging his scalp and he's giving you head. There's some erotic massages right there. You're feeling good. Take it to the shower. Be clean and dirty at the same time. You know, you can give each other a nice massage, a sensual massage in the shower. And, you know, rubbing up on each other up and down with some nicely scented soap or shower gel, whatever. And just make sure you guys, you know, do each other a favor. So you're cleaning each other up, but you're also, you know, cleaning each other up, you know. If you don't want to do the shower thing, then make it a little bit more subtle, more romantic, more relaxing by having, if you have a tub that's big enough for the two of you, sit in the tub, sit in the hot tub and just, you know, enjoy each other. Enjoy each other and just massage. And that's also a really good aromatherapy for you. And talk. You guys can talk. Or don't talk at all. Have some light music playing in the background and some candles burning. You know, don't have the light on, but just have a few candles burning to set the mood. I'm painting this picture for you because I want you guys to get this. I want you guys to get it, too. So do all that, and while you're massaging each other, you know, you're cleaning each other with the suds, don't forget to wash each other's backs. Don't forget to wash each other's necks. Don't forget to wash each other's faces, okay? It's very sensual. Touch his face, ladies. Admire his features. And gentlemen, the same thing. Touch her. Touch her face. Brush that strand of hair away from her eyes and just be in the moment, as Ron said, be in the moment. So use that as a very sensual dance, okay? Massaging. Be in the moment. Get into it, right? Get into it. because that's what we need. We need more of that. I'm all for it. I hope you're all for it. I'm an advocate for it. I wish I had a commercial. I swear I will talk about it. I will talk about it. If you guys have any other tips or stuff, we have a couple more minutes before I disengage. And give me a call, 657-383-0398, and let me know what other options do you have when it comes to sensual massages, those tips and tricks. I want to make sure that I cover all bases. Like I said, you know, when you're adding sex to massaging, it enhances the experience. It brings couples together, right? As Ron mentioned, you guys grow together. You have this connection, and use it responsibly. Use it responsibly. You want to make sure that you have an experience with that person. It's a special experience. It's not something that you just give away easily. These sensual massages, they enhance your orgasms. You know, ladies, if you're trying to have multiple orgasms, this may be the moment of truth right here for you. It may be where you can have those multiples if you just take your time with him and have a massage. Have a massage given to you and, you know, get touched. Don't have any reservations. Get out of that. Let me give you some bonus information because, you know, I'm a sex nerd. You know, I like to read up on some things and make sure that I share what I know. Aphrodisiacs. You guys ready for some list of aphrodisiacs? Because I want you to have a very fulfilling, satisfying, sexy-ass weekend. Okay? So let me give you some aphrodisiacs. If you're ready to get a pen and paper, you should do that. I'm going to take a sip real quick because my throat got a little dry. Just another reason to sip some wine, though. Aphrodisiacs. Aphrodisiacs are substances believed to increase your sexual desire or libido. Okay, so we are going to, I'm going to run down a list of yummies for you so you can use this weekend, and then we're going to have some homework. I want to find out if it really worked, so make sure you take note and enjoy this list I'm about to give you. Okay, so you know, aphrodisiacs come in the form of food, herbs, spices, drugs, or beverages, right? Here's a list of substances that I'm about to give you that are thought to have aphrodisiac properties, all right? Almonds, yes. Asparagus, which I just had some today. Maybe that explains what's going on with me right now. Avocados. Bananas, basil, cayenne, cloves, chocolate, eggs, figs, ginseng, kava, kelp, mangoes, oysters, pumpkin, tangerine, tomatoes, and vanilla, okay? Those are a list of aphrodisiacs that you can try. Add that to your Memorial Day weekend menu, okay? So, you know, on the flip side, some people use, you know, alcohol and weed and some pills as aphrodisiacs. And they may reduce or either eliminate those sexual inhibitions that we have, but let me know. Do that cause you to feel sexually aroused? Do they? They may decrease actually the sexual response and the functioning. So use with caution. Use with caution. So if you're going to indulge in that, make sure that you use the caution, the aphrodisiacs. So combining the two, can be a counter effect. Okay. Yeah. So just make sure that you, if you're going to use one or the other, you know, use it wisely. Okay. We don't want to have any backwards effects to that. All right. Now, what else do I need to tell you? I need you to have a good time. Please do when you do this. Your sexual map. When it comes to these erotic massages, so make sure you be open to it, ladies and gentlemen. So when your lover first touch you, you know, be in that moment. And then reflect back on it later, you know, just to yourself. You know, when have you felt like that before, that pleasure? Do you like it when your lover did this, when they touched on those spots? Make note of that and make sure they do it again. Communicate that to them. You know, what things currently increase or decrease your desire? Let your lover know so they know what not to do or what to do again or what to do more of. And what is your perfect erotic situation for you? So whether you're a person who likes to be out in public, you like that PDA, you know, because that's like the best form of foreplay for you. Like if your man is always grabbing on you in public and that turns you on, let him know, because he's going to get the prize later, right? And ladies, you know, if he loves it when you rub the back of his neck just in the middle of a conversation, and you know that he's getting turned on by that, keep doing it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of the beast. Don't be afraid of the beast, y'all. Take it. Take it and enjoy it. All right? So with all that said and done, I hope that Ron and I have been helpful and resourceful in what to do when it comes to erotic massages on this Friday version. Again, if you have any other comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to drop me a line in the chat room or hit me up on Facebook, Unleash Your Inhibitions, and we will resume next week on a regular time, Thursday night, 8 p.m., and our next topic, are you ready for this? Are you ready? Be ready. We are going to talk about threesomes. Yes, threesomes. We are talking about menage a trois, and we're going to have our guest on the line sharing his experience with threesomes. And, you know, there is a proper etiquette when it comes to this, ladies and gentlemen, so we need to find out what it is. So for those of us who have never done it, then you'll go in it knowing what you need to do and what not to do. There is a method to this madness, and I'm ready to hear it, and I hope you are too. So, again, I want to thank you guys for checking in tonight, and as I said, if you can, purchase my book. It's on Amazon. It's called Unleash, Seductive Poetry. Please like and share my page, Unleash Your Inhibitions. Make sure you share this episode. Let people know. It's going to be archived, so people can always tune in later and listen to it as many times as they like. Or the other episodes that we have, BDSM and sexual astrology, compatibility. We have all the good stuff. And get into it, all right? So keep loving on each other, y'all, because I'm loving on you. And you have a great, great weekend and a great holiday, all right? See you next week, Thursday, same time. Much love.